This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Budapest Festival Orchestra, led by Yvonne Fischer, and one of the many, many Slavonic dances. This one with a lot of real zip to it, composed by Antonín Dvořák, Slavonic Dance No. 7 from his first collection of Slavonic dances on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. Classical music continues for you on Kansas Public Radio on a Thursday afternoon. As mentioned last hour, some of the pillars of the classical music world, Mozart and Beethoven. From the latter composer coming up, the New York Philharmonic is ready with Beethoven's First Symphony. All ahead for you on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future, one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Of course, support for KPR, classical music, and everything that we do is made possible by you and your generous donations and pledges. The KPR's Hive Drive, its spring membership campaign, is in abeyance for the moment. That just means we've tabled it for just a little while. The drive is still ongoing, but we'll take a little time off just to focus on the music that we're all here for. But don't forget that your support is crucial to KPR, and we'll take your pledge anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Next up is the ensemble Trio Parnassus for Mozart, and something he wrote in 1786, the year that saw the premiere of his opera The Marriage of Figaro, as well as his Prague Symphony. In addition to those pieces, he wrote the following piano trio, Trio No. 2 in G, on Kansas Public Radio. Some Mozart for a Thursday afternoon. The ensemble Trio Parnassus with a piano trio No. 2 in G, written in 1786, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 1:34, still to come, is NPR News at the top of the hour, classical music until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And Emporia State University Choir is presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd, at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. On the KU campus, it is 73 degrees with cloudy skies and occasional 35-mile-an-hour winds from the west. For tonight, cloudy, a low of about 50 degrees. There's rain in the forecast for tomorrow. There's a slight chance of showers for Friday morning in the early afternoon. That jumps to about an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow after 5 p.m. We'll have highs in the mid-70s and breezy tomorrow, and 80% chance of showers for Friday afternoon and Friday evening. Some storms could be strong to severe, so be advised. We have Leonard Bernstein here to lead the New York Philharmonic next, in early music written by Beethoven in 1795. His first symphony, written very much in the style of Haydn and Mozart, before Beethoven found his own unique voice. Symphony No. 1 in C on KPR. Symphony No. 1 by Beethoven, played by the New York Philharmonic and conductor Leonard Bernstein on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The time is just about 2 p.m. Stay tuned for NPR News. Afterwards, the next hour of classical music brings us music by Robert Docker, Carol Szymanowski, and the Great Andalusian Four Guitar Concerto by Joaquin Rodrigo. That'll be a bit later with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. 73 degrees here on the KU campus. The time is 2 p.m. All things considered from NPR, hear that from 3 to 7 today at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner on Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503.
Live from in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Chaconne in G Major by composer Jean-Baptiste Lully of France. Reinhard Goebel and Musica Antiqua Cologne starting things off on Kansas Public Radio in our classical music on a Thursday afternoon. We're looking forward today to a violin and piano romance from Karol Szymanowski, as well as the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with them, the guitar ensemble, the family ensemble of Los Romeros, with Rodrigo's Andalusian Concerto. That's all ahead on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me. Next, we've got something for you from an English composer, 20th century English composer, and one of Britain's light music musicians, by the name of Robert Docker, who used to have a expansive presence on BBC radio programs back in the 30s, as the host of the program Friday Night is Music Night, and much later the subject of a BBC broadcast called The Musical World of Robert Docker. A few of Mr. Docker's ballet scenes with the RTE Concert Orchestra led by Barry Knight, next for you on KPR. Ballet scenes from a 20th century English composer of light music, Robert Docker, performed by the RTE Concert Orchestra led by conductor Barry Knight on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:23 now, and stay with us for the second half of the hour, which will bring us the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and the guitar ensemble Los Romeros for the Andalusian Concierto by Joaquin Rodrigo. Support for classical music on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects in a North Lawrence location, quotes online at riveratks.com. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank JB's Cali Fusion for providing lunch during our membership drive. JB's, serving up Mexican and fusion foods at 805 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence. And I'd like to take just a quick second to thank someone who made a pledge. And just recently, thanks to an anonymous donor from Shawnee Mission, Kansas, who mentions that they really love Destiny. And, of course, the music part as well. That's fairly important. Thanks so much for your pledges from Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Thanks to all of you who has taken that step and pledged to KPR during the Hive Drive. We're with next violinist Ulf Holscher, Michael Baroff at piano, for something from a Polish composer whose life spanned the late 19th and early 20th century. We'll hear Romance for Violin and Piano by Karol Szymanowski on Kansas Public Radio. Romance for Violin and Piano by Polish composer Karol Szymanowski. Violinist Ulf Holscher with Michael Baroff on piano on Kansas Public Radio. 2:33 is the time. At 3 o'clock, we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight at 7 p.m., it's Classics Live. This evening, catch the Topeka Symphony Orchestra with favorites like Schubert's Unfinished Symphony and the Corellia Suite by Sibelius, plus two amazing concerto pieces featuring trombonist extraordinaire Dr. Denson Paul Pollard. That'll be tonight on Classics Live from 7 to 8 p.m. here on KPR and Classical Music with Kay. That'll be from 8 to 9. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, cloudy skies, a low around 50 degrees. For tomorrow, high of 74 and breezy, and an excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms possible as well on Friday, starting in the late afternoon, and also an excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday evening. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and farm stops. Details at kcfarmschool.org. We're with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields for our next piece by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo. Now, here's a not-so-fun fact about Rodrigo. For almost the man's entire life, he had been completely blind after suffering from diphtheria at the age of 3. Turns out, that was not enough to prevent him from mastering the guitar and becoming one of the finest composers of his age. This, composed in the 1960s, is his Concierto Andaluz, the Andalusian Concerto, for four guitars. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Sir Neville Mariner, and the family guitar ensemble Los Romeros on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the Andalusian Concerto, Concierto Andaluz by Joaquin Rodrigo from the 1960s. Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and the family guitar ensemble Los Romeros with today's performance. With that, it is about 3 p.m. Time for me to say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks, as always, for joining me for the classics here on a Thursday afternoon. We've got All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. Catch Classics Live tonight from 7 to 8 and an hour of music with Kay McIntyre from 8 to 9. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Land Conservation Initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on KC Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at kcfarmschool.org.
It's 62 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 3:06.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-thru pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. In our next 30 minutes, we'll get you an update of news headlines. We will also bring you up to speed on what is happening with Artemis II, our current space mission. How are things going? We'll tell you about it coming up here on KPR. Once we get a little bit closer to 4 o'clock, there's been a lot of legislation this session connected to education in Topeka. Get you a quick wrap-up of what's been happening with education issues at the Kansas State House, from a school day cell phone ban to continuing disputes over funding special education programs. That's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Easter Egg Roll with Dole, featuring activities for the whole family, April 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Kansas Public Radio thanks JB's Cali Fusion for providing lunch during our membership drive. JB's, serving up Mexican and fusion foods at 805 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence. We are expecting clear skies this evening, lows in the lower 50s tomorrow, mostly cloudy with an 80% chance of rain, very humid. We are expecting highs in the lower 70s. There's a 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with lows in the upper 30s. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 3:20.
And org, contribute in any way you can, and thank you for your support.
when Arsenio Hall was one of America's favorite late-night TV hosts, fans greeted him by barking. They still do.
Nobody barks with a frown. They bark at me with a smile. And that's an incredible blessing because I'm 70 and I haven't done a talk show in a long time.
Arsenio Hall on his career on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Steve Inske, Bay Martinez, and Matthew Algio will walk you through your morning with the very latest news.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 57 degrees in Manhattan, 62 here in Lawrence. It's 3:30.
Travelers, lines at airports should be a little shorter this weekend after TSA workers began receiving back pay and many returned to work. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson with your regional headlines. More than 500 people have been laid off from Oracle's Kansas City campus following worldwide layoffs at the global tech and software company. The Kansas City Star reports that company-wide layoffs could hit tens of thousands of people. Oracle filed a notice with the state of Missouri that the company will be terminating employees at its Kansas City campus facility on Hillcrest Road. However, the campus itself is not closing. Oracle acquired local healthcare information technology company Cerner in June of 2022 for more than $28 billion. Company officials expect the layoffs will be permanent. The state of Kansas is close to creating a sports authority that will oversee a $3 billion stadium deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. The 11-member group will include state and local officials, as well as a representative from the Chiefs. The Wyandotte County Stadium and Johnson County facilities will be publicly owned and operated. Republican State Senator Larry Alley supported incentives for the Chiefs' project, saying the agreement will pay off.
This legislation positions Kansas and Kansas City Chiefs for a long-term partnership that supports jobs, investment, tourism, national visibility for decades to come.
If Democratic Governor Laura Kelly signs the bill that creates the authority, members will be appointed by the end of August. Kansas lawmakers want the state to adopt guidelines for schools that conduct active shooter drills. A bill passed by the legislature would require schools to notify parents of any active shooter drill and let them exempt their children. The bill would also ban simulations that mimic a law enforcement response or the presence of a shooter. The goal is to reduce stress on students and make drills more consistent across schools. Aurora Vasquez is with the group Sandy Hook Promise, which started after the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut.
It's wiser to have clear expectations than to just let every school try to figure it out on their own.
Students would also get a debriefing period before turning to classwork after a drill. That bill now awaits action from the governor. Lows in the lower 50s tonight, 80% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the lower 70s. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
Bob in London, thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You are listening to NPR News on KPR. I'm Laura Lawson. Kansas lawmakers wrapped up the majority of their annual work at the end of March, including passing a number of bills that were related to schools. KMUW's education reporter Daniel Caudill has been tracking some of those bills, and he shared this update with news director Suzanne Perez ahead of the legislature's veto session.
So, Daniel, by now, many of our listeners
program in the state, they passed a bill to let families opt into federal tax credits to pay for their kids going to private school. The bill would also expand a similar program at the state level, but Governor Kelly is expected to veto that one as well. The only difference is that the bill has a lot stronger support in the Senate.
Well, it is always good to know what's going on with education at the State House. Thanks so much, Daniel.
You bet.
That was KMUW's education reporter Daniel Caudill and KMUW News Director Suzanne Perez discussing what Kansas lawmakers have done so far in the realm of education this year. You can read more at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Kinky Boots, with music and lyrics by Cyndi Lauper and book by Harvey Fierstein. Tuesday, April 21st, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio 91.5 and Lawrence 96.1 in Lawrence as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, President Trump's speech last night about the war with Iran included a rather familiar threat.
If there is no deal, we are going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard and probably simultaneously.
More on what the president said and didn't say during last night's primetime address. Coming up here on KPR, stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, screen printing and skateboard supply under one roof, located in North Lawrence at 608 North 2nd Street, with all the latest boards, safety gear, and more. Information at riverettks.com.
Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows in the lower 50s. We have an 80% chance of rain tomorrow with a chance of storms in the afternoon. It's going to be humid with a high in the lower 70s and a 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. It is 58 degrees in Topeka, 66 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4.
We just heard...
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in just about a minute, we will have an update of news headlines. Clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. Lows in the lower 50s, mostly cloudy tomorrow with an 80% chance of showers and storms. Highs in the lower 70s. It's 4 o'clock.